USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some of the federal troops moved into the Washington, D.C. area because of protests over the death of George Floyd are now moving in the other direction. Politico is reporting that Defense Chief Mark Esper has ordered hundreds of soldiers to head back to their home bases. The active duty troops are members of the 82nd Airborne Division. Meanwhile, Democrats on Capitol Hill are moving to limit a president's authority under the Insurrection Act. A bill introduced yesterday would require the president to talk to Congress before using that law. It would also put a two-week limit on the act unless lawmakers provide an extension. The president did say he would send the military into cities to stop violent demonstrations. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says Trump threatened to use a slavery-era law to silence calls for justice. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
At a huge memorial service for George Floyd, the black man who died while in police custody in Minneapolis last week, the Reverend Al Sharpton made remarks and praised all who have been protesting the death. He told the service at North Central University in Minneapolis,
"He did not die of common health conditions. He died of a common American criminal justice malfunction."
Confederate monuments could soon be gone altogether from downtown Richmond, Virginia, as Democratic Governor Ralph Northam has announced he wants the statue of General Robert E. Lee removed as soon as possible. Most city council members indicating they approve of removing the remaining Confederate statues on Monument Avenue that fall under Richmond's control. An asteroid that might be bigger than the Empire State Building, not expected to hit the Earth when it flies past it over this weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump will visit the state of Maine today. He has quite a full agenda there. He's expected to arrive in Bangor for a meeting to discuss commercial fishing before then heading to Guilford. And once there, the president will be touring Puritan Medical Products, a factory that's responsible for making the cotton swabs that are used to test people for coronavirus. There are concerns about protests during his visit, but Governor Janet Mills and members of law enforcement say they're urging people to make their voices heard, but to do so peacefully. A major medical journal is retracting a study that found the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine did more harm than good in treating COVID-19. The Lancet reversed course on the finding after flaws in data, according to a follow-up. The study initially concluded that the drug never really did do any benefit for COVID-19 patients. President Trump has touted the drug as a possible coronavirus treatment, despite some other studies that also show it had no real benefit. And a new peak of atmospheric carbon dioxide levels is being observed at a government facility in Hawaii. Researchers from NOAA and the University of California said the Mauna Loa Observatory reached the new high last month when levels were as high as 417 parts per million. They say it's the highest monthly carbon dioxide level ever recorded. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.